Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's a place where you can find out about all the things that Brad Huskin has been up to in the last several years as he's been a guest on our show, all the things that he's taught us about salesmanship, and there are a lot of great things there, folks, including what we're going to talk about today. Brad's our good friend. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and he's also the author of Munchies for Salespeople, and he is our good friend. Brad, welcome back to the show.
No, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back. Always nice to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, and I know it's like a dream come true for you.
It really is. I wake up in the morning and say, geez, I wish I was on Jim's show this morning.
And you just pinch yourself when you find out you get to come back, don't you?
That's right, exactly.
Okay, Brad, we got a couple of very important days coming up here. Today's a big day in your family's life because it is.
It's my wife's birthday, actually.
And her name is?
Her name is Lorraine.
And Lorraine, we have to give Lorraine a big happy birthday, Lorraine.
A big happy birthday hug.
Yep, absolutely. So, Lorraine, I hope you've taken the day off. Well, I'm pretty sure she's taking kind of the day off from work because she's got another project to work on, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got
And that's
project.
The second big day.
The second big day is tomorrow, and that's my daughter's wedding.
Your daughter's wedding. So you're going to get her. Now, see, for mom, it's a big wedding. For dad, it's getting the daughter off payroll, right?
Well, that's kind of, yeah.
in a perfect world, that's the deal, right?
Yeah, that's right. My son got married in July, so my older son's been married for several years, and we got a couple of grandchildren, so we got them all out of the house now.
So you got a couple of raises this year, didn't you?
That's right.
And
well,
your daughter's name.
Deduction.
Your daughter's name is?
Dina.
Dina, best wishes. We wish you all the happiness in the world. And for Pop, I hope the wedding goes well.
I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will, too. Okay, what are we going to do about these folks out there needing to get their salespeople whipped into shape?
Well, I think we ought to talk to them about the four areas where they need to whoop them into shape.
All right. How do we do that?
Well, we need to talk about four areas that they need training and education and knowledge and those kinds of things.
Which includes?
Those four areas are sales techniques, of course. Which is kind of my forte.
Mm-hmm.
Product knowledge training.
Which should be their forte.
The
small business owner's forte.
Exactly. Operational skills.
Uh-huh.
Because there's nothing dumber than losing a sale for an operational reason.
Right.
And then there's customer service skills.
Those pesky customers.
Yes, absolutely.
Are always wanting stuff from us, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're the ones that actually put the money in the bank and pay our wages.
Let's talk about those sales techniques first.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'm adamant about, as you know, is that we need to constantly look at creating an environment within a small independent store, or any store for that matter, or any business, of personal growth and development. And if personal growth and development isn't paramount on the list of things that need to get done, then I think that we run a risk of allowing all the other outside influences run the business. So, in other words, the tail starts shaking the dog instead of the dog shaking the tail.
So these employees aren't here just for us to use up and consume for our own advantage? We actually should think about investing in them?
Well, yeah, it's an amazing thought, isn't it? Well,
note the sarcasm, folks.
I know, it's just sarcasm. But it amazes me that the number one thing that people want out of their jobs isn't money, and that's what most people think, that people are working for money. But the number one thing they want is actually the ability to be and or feel successful.
That comes up. I mean, this is the third time we've talked about this today on the show. Maybe four times. This may have been the fourth time today, four different guests that we've had. I mean, folks, if there's one thing you ought to take away from today's show, is that your employees, the people who work with you and for you, they're there for the money, but that's not the reason that they stay with you or the reason they leave you. Right, Brad?
No, that's not.
I mean, the money's a biggie. You got to pay them, but.
Yep, you got to pay them, and you got to pay them what they're worth. But you also have to give them the ability to do their jobs and do it successfully and to feel good about what they're doing.
You like me, Brad, have seen people leave and take a pay cut because they just thought they'd be happier somewhere else.
Exactly.
I've seen that happen.
It has. It happens all the time.
I did that when I started my small business.
I think many of us have taken a step backwards to take a step forward.
No question about it.
I have more than once.
Somebody asked me one time if my business was nonprofit. I said, well, it's not supposed to be.
But it's certainly working out that way, isn't it?
sometimes it works out that way. Okay, so I got 10 seconds before we go to a break.
Okay. So I would just stress, when it comes to sales techniques, to give your people the tools that they need. Stop by a bookstore, pick up some books on sales and salesmanship. Go onto our website, Small Business Advocate. There's lots of good resources there.
And we're going to talk about a couple of more of those sales techniques when we come back. Then we're going to move into these other three areas that you need to be thinking about and executing to make sure that your folks, especially your salespeople, are happy and loyal. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Brad Huskin is our guest.
Are we going out tonight?
The late, great Richie Valens, ladies and gentlemen. Huskin is one of the classics, too. He's one of those classic guys out there helping people to have the maximum opportunity to be successful by helping them with their salespeople. Because, Brad, as you and I both know and strongly subscribe to, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
Exactly.
Everything happens off of that. There is no quandary about which comes first, the chicken or the egg, is there?
No, there isn't.
In this case. there is only an egg, and that's the sale, and then you grow that into a chicken. Okay, sales techniques. We've talked about a couple of them. Give us a couple more.
Well, I think the major one that people need to really take a good, hard look at is the fact that most salespeople believe that when they make a sales presentation, their goal is to make a sale. And I think they should turn that around 180 degrees and to understand that the goal isn't to make a sale, the goal is to make a friend.
Right.
Somewhere along the way, if you make a sale, that's fabulous. But even if you don't make a sale, if you make a friend, then eventually you're going to get the money. So you can pay me now, you can pay me later.
Mm-hmm.
But look at every time you deal with a customer as somebody that you're trying to get to help you develop your business through personal trade, through repeat business, through giving you referrals and all those types of things.
And here's the thing to me, Brad, about that that's so important. In today's world where everybody's got 100 ways to buy something, you know, 100 ways from Sunday to buy any item that you might sell, they don't want to have to deal with 100 opportunities, 100 options. They want to find somebody that they can trust. So when the next time they need that, they just call you or they just go to your place or they email you or go to your website and they know that they're going to get what they want because they could trust you the last time. And so isn't 21st century dealing with customers in the 21st century, isn't the most important thing about trust and loyalty?
Absolutely it is. And I tell people that when they approach your company or when they call you or when they look on your website, they're not looking for your product and service. I really believe they're looking for a place and a person from whom to buy that from.
Right. No question about it. Your face is the brand they're looking for, isn't it?
Exactly. And it may not be a conscious thought on the part of the customer, but I absolutely know for a fact, subconsciously, we all want to buy from our friends and deal with our friends and deal with people that we know and that we trust.
It probably isn't conscious because we all know that customers are totally egomaniacs. I mean, it's all about them.
Well,
and when I'm a customer, I'm that way. And when you're a customer, you're that way. We're too busy thinking about us. But the point is that thinking about us and what we want, making ourselves happy, we think about the person who or the company that will do that.
Well, looking at it on the flip side too, Jim, I think that salesmanship and customer service and all those things have gotten so bad in the last decade or two that people actually expect lousy customer service. And when they get great customer service, it kind of freaks them out.
And nobody can do that better than a small business. And that's another reason why I believe the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. Okay, let's talk. You want to move on to product knowledge?
Oh, absolutely. And product knowledge is one of those things that you absolutely have to have. You just may never need to use it. In other words, don't baffle them with all your industry jargon.
Yeah, jargon is a killer. That's a killer, sale killer, isn't it?
Oh, one of the things I've been telling every industry that I go to is they all talk in this foreign language that no customer could possibly understand, try to baffle us with all their technical information, and the average human being isn't going to admit their ignorance to a salesperson.
That's exactly right. They're going to say, they're going to nod their head and walk away.
Exactly. They say, I'll be back, or I need to think about that, or, yeah, let me do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, and what they're saying is, I got to go buy a dictionary now if I'm going to do business with this guy.
Or I got to go talk to somebody that talks my language.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's a major issue is the aspect of talking in terms that people understand. And then the other aspect of product knowledge as well, people tend to know about the products and know the technical aspects, but it's the little things like knowing whether they have that item in stock, whether it's available in different colors, mm-hmm. how long the shipping is going to take, what the finance options are, what the monthly payment is going to be on a finance issue, and it's just not knowing the raw basics about the products, is knowing all the ramifications as well.
You know, Brad, in the last few days, I've had an opportunity to shop with several small business owners. And I've asked them, as you can imagine, I've asked them lots of questions. That's kind of my, you know, something that I'm afraid I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been so impressed with the product knowledge, and not just product knowledge jargon. I have really been impressed with the way these people have come across and have helped me make some decisions and answer questions. And it wasn't just giving me back benefits. Obviously, that's a good thing to do with the product knowledge. But to be honest about it and to say, you know, now that I think about it, I think this may not be what you need, and here's the reason why. And what they told me made sense. And I've just been so impressed by that. And it really heartens me. I really feel like small business owners get it in the 21st century.
Oh, that's great.
So that's been pretty good. All right, let's talk about operations.
Okay. Well, there. One of the things that I tell salespeople is that if there's something that's preventing you from being successful from an operational standpoint, first thing you better do is raise your hand and let people know that there's an operational thing that's curtailing your success. And the second thing that I just preached.
What would be an example of that?
Just something like not knowing how to fill out a repair envelope, not knowing what the time factor is when it comes to shipping or delivery or availability.
Now, is this my lack of knowledge, or is this an operation that's not working?
Well, you know, it's the old roast beef story, so to speak. And years and years ago, I ran into a company, and I was talking to one of the sales ladies, and I asked her what frustrates her. She said, we don't take checks on weekends. So we'll continue with this after
yeah,
the break.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to hear about that. Quick break. And by the way, folks, one of those companies, we ran into the warehouseman. He was the best salesperson they had. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and boy, howdy, are we having fun with our good friend Brad Huskin, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. Both of these books are available from his website, which we desperately need to have right now, Brad.
That's www.iastraining.com.
You got a lot more stuff there, too, don't you, besides
Yeah,
books?
We have a free newsletter we send out to all your subscribers.
Of which I am one, and a happy one.
It's called Sales Insight. You can subscribe to that. It's via fax or email.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me talking about things that are available to you that come right into your operations over the internet, through email, that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You don't have to travel anywhere to get it. Brad's newsletter is one of those. Go ahead, Brad. Give us again.
It's iastraining.com.
And they can subscribe to the newsletter right there, right?
Yep, absolutely. And then we have tests, and we have Mr. Sharper's kits, employee handbooks, training, videos, DVDs, CDs, all those things available.
The shopper kit, that's where you help people learn how to have somebody shop their store.
Exactly. Shop the company or shop the store, shop their delivery guys.
Competition kind of thing?
All those kinds of things.
Yeah, so how to get smarter. And if they want you to help them with this personally, you can do it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's
and find out more about that there. What about virtually? What if they don't need you to come there? Can you help them, like, over the phone?
Yeah, we're more than happy to do that. And that's, you know, I always suggest to people that it's a better investment if they buy the CDs or DVDs because they can play me over and over again.
Now, the DVDs, those are where you talk to them. They get that way through the virtual way, the things that you take to your customers who hire you to come to their locations.
Exactly.
All right, so check that out, and that's IASTraining.com. Brad Huskin is the best, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's talk about, you want to say something else about operations?
Well, yeah, I wanted to finish that little story. This young lady told me that it was very frustrating.
Oh, yeah, no checks on the weekend.
Yeah, that she couldn't take checks on weekends. And so I said, why don't you take checks on weekends? She says, well, it's our company policy. So I said to the owner, why don't you guys take checks on weekends? He said to me, well, my dad never took checks on weekends. So that night at dinner, I said, hey, Dad, why don't you guys take checks on weekends? And he said, well, my dad never took checks on weekends.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that over the generations has been passed down, and time for a change. So don't let those operational things curtail your success. And the people that work for you probably know more about what's suppressing them than you do. So just ask them every now and then.
In the 21st century, that kind of baggage can take you down, can it?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
very quickly.
You can't have that, folks. You got to look at everything. Nothing is sacred, right, Brad?
Nothing's sacred when it comes to business.
Nothing is sacred. All right. What about those customers, those pesky customers? How do we take care of those guys?
Well, there's a whole dissertation on customer service that I could give you. And one of the bigger hints that I will give to your listeners is the other day I was talking to a lady, and she told me that she sent a thank you note to everybody that buys from her and how proud she was of her staff for doing that and following through. And I said, well, what about the people that don't buy from you? And she said, well, are you saying you think I should send them a thank you note? I said, well, absolutely. Why not thank them for coming in and visiting your operation and giving you the chance to meet each other? Because a thank you note in the mail just might cause them to come back in again. And most customers are too busy worrying about the sales they're making, not the sales they're not making. And unfortunately, usually the sales they're not making is a bigger percentage of the people than the sales they are making.
And there's more knowledge in those untransactions than in the transactions, aren't there?
Exactly. You can learn a lot from the people that didn't buy from you.
The when people were training me to sell, whenever I was working with people who allegedly knew more than me when I was a pup, mm-hmm. I learned more from their mistakes than I did from the things that they did right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know, we have a tendency to not want to focus on those, don't we? Because those hurt.
Well, sometimes they do, but you know, sometimes people just want to shop three or four different businesses before they make their decision.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've got a 3 or 4 day window and they get a thank you note from me before they make their final decision, they might just come back to me.
But you know what, Brad? You know what? You got to do. You have to do something if you're going to do what you just said. You got to find out who they are and where they live.
Well, and you got to capture like their name, address, telephone number.
We don't like to do that, though, do we?
No, we don't, because that's extra work.
Well, and we don't know how, because it's not always easy to get that out of people.
No, and I tell people that the last thing you want to say is, do you want to be on our mailing list? Or let me give you your number so I can follow up. But there's two problems with the telephone. One is customers don't want to get called, and
right.
The other one is the salesperson doesn't want to make the call. So the only way to get around that is get the customer to ask you to call them. And if you're clever enough and you can word it well enough, you can get customers to ask you to call them and follow up.
Brad, well said. Thank you for being here. We got to wrap it up, but I appreciate it. We need your website one more time.
It's www.iastraining.com.
It is a wealth of information, folks, about how to help you get more sales and keep your customers happy. Iastraining.com. Thank you, Brad, for being
here. Thanks, Jim. Talk to
you
soon.
Good job. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday to Mom, and good luck to the daughter on the wedding.
Thank you.
See you next
Bye-bye.
Time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.